This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He could grab only one thing and one thing only and run out and everything else is lost. Then you realize Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. He says, do you feel secure with the one who is above that he will not cause the earth to crack beneath you and shake violently? And previous to that ayah, Allah was saying that he had made this earth so easy for you to walk on. But then he says, do you feel secure with him that he's not going to make this most secure of things crack and crumble and shake beneath you? Or do you feel secure with the one who is above that he will not send upon you punishment from the sky? Then you will know how severe my warning is, Allah says. Then you will understand that what I'm saying is serious when you see that punishment. So do you feel secure? And if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah, he did not feel secure, how could we? Because this answers the question of a person thinking that he is so righteous that this could never happen. Aisha radiyallahu anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam idha ra'a ghayman taghayyara wajhuh. She said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would see clouds with rain, carrying rain in them, but have not rained yet, his face would change and he would become restless. Goes inside the house, outside the house, sits, stands up, restless. When it rains, then he would experience relief. And that repeats. So she asked him, radiallahu anha, why does this happen, O Prophet of Allah? Why does this happen? Why do you react this way? قَالَ وَمَا يُؤَمِّنُنِي أَنْ يَكُونَ كَمَا قَالُوا فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ. He says, how do I feel secure that this could be like those in the Quran who said that when they saw these clouds coming, they said, this is just simply rain. Then Allah says, what? بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. No, this is a wind that is bringing great punishment. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while he was alive, next to the companions who are the best of Muslims, when he sees something that could be a punishment from Allah azza wa jal, he would be so afraid that maybe because of our sins we are about to be punished. He is that sensitive, he is that fearful. Why would we not react in the same way? So he understood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's might and Allah's power and our fallibility, our mistakes, and also understand our weakness and the impermanence of this life. That's another lesson. That is, if you're going to learn the impermanence of this life, that we collect and we gather and we think that we're going to live and we think that our life is going to be very long. And you plan ahead for 5 and 10 and 20 and 50 years ahead. And again, because of all the power you have, you think that you have established yourself on this earth. And then an earthquake comes, or a flood, or what have you. And in a sudden, in a minute, you lose all of it. You lose everything that you've ever collected. You lose all the dreams that you've ever had. You may lose all the loved ones that you have. In a minute, you lose all of it. And what does that tell you about the dunya and your connection to it? If you could lose all of it in a minute, should you believe that you are permanent in it? Or should you re-examine all of your connections on earth in terms of how pleasing and displeasing they are to Allah Azza wa Jalla and how attached you are to them? Is this your car? And is this your house? And are these your clothes? And is this your shop? And is this your food? Or is it that in a minute or an hour from now, they could belong to your heirs and you have none of that? Imagine someone who in an earthquake, he had to flee his house. He could grab only one thing and one thing only and run out and everything else is lost. Then you realize that what you have, what you value of this life is not valuable because it doesn't stay. And the only thing that is valuable is the thing that stays with you. And the only thing that stays with you is the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And your iman. And your good deeds. So if you attach yourself to the dunya, you're attaching yourself to something that will betray you and leave you. If you attach yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah is always in all places, in all times with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could never lose Him. If you deposit money for the akhirah in terms of sadaqah and zakah, you will never lose it. If you save up this money in the dunya and hoard it, then you are going to lose it. So these events should again re-educate us so that we understand that nothing stays except Allah Azza wa Jal, and what is for His sake. So hold on to what matters and seek Allah's refuge and compensation for everything else. Of the lessons also that we learn is that these are all warnings from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.